SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb. We had to move it through the schedule on a Friday with Russell Baxter, and then we're going to have Jake Asman from the PGA Championship coming up in 30 minutes.
Maybe ask him about instant replay.
Maybe we'll ask him about instant replay. Probably back in the U.S. Open of 1860. I don't know, maybe.
They didn't have
exactly. All right, but we are shifting it up a little bit, so here's the good, the bad, and the dumb.
Well, we're going to start off with the dumb today.
Dumb today,
and
all right.
I reluctantly did not send you this photo, so bear with me. I have to send
all
you
right.
this so I can get your firsthand comments on it. But the dumb of the day is there's a new fashion trend alert, and you and I always are on the forefront of fashion.
Of course
correct?
We are. Yes.
And so, don't know about this one. Apparently, one of the hot things that could be coming out this summer is a Speedo, which I'm already out, and I'm going to just take a gander and say you are too.
Yeah. No.
But the Speedo resembles denim shorts.
Okay, no, that's a dumb thing. And, I'm already picturing it in my head. That's a dumb thing.
I sent you the link, so look at the photo.
All right, I will take a gander.
I
got it, and it's coming up.
And fashion is always, yeah.
Oh, no. What? Who thought this was a good idea?
You know what it looks like? It looks like these shorts would be worn. It's not, obviously they're not jean shorts.
Not at all.
But the detail on them are so fantastic that they look like these type of shorts would be worn by a man at a certain club.
Yes, very good point.
Maybe what is it? The Blue Oyster? Police Academy movies?
This is not good. This is not a good look. No. I could see the women maybe better look, but the men no. This is a terrible.
The woman in the woman in that picture is not even wearing the denim look.
No, that's
she just
true.
Has on a blue bathing suit.
Oh, okay. So I thought she was wearing it.
No, she is too.
Okay, that's not a bad look.
She's too far away to really be able to tell. Because
the male look is terrible. This is a terrible idea. This better not catch on because I don't want to see this at the pool or at the beach this summer.
I mean, this thing is complete with a little leather tag in the back. It's not real. It's just you can't. No guy, no self-respecting man. I don't think we'll be wearing this summer.
No, it's I'm out. That's terrible.
And if this ends up being a fashion trend, then you know what? I will not be fashion forward.
Then we're running out of ideas, right?
Exactly.
we're not coming up with anything good.
It's just too scary looking.
Exactly. That's a terrible, terrible one.
Yeah. So I mean, that's probably one of the dumbest things that you're going to see today. The bad of the day is the prices on some basic food. Seem to be astronomical right now.
Okay.
So there's a Japanese company that was really bent over on making the perfect piece of toast. So they developed this one slice toaster. So you can only cook one slice at a time. And they guarantee that it makes the perfect piece of toast. And that toaster can be yours for $270.
Okay. $270 for the perfect piece of toast on a toaster?
Yeah.
Okay. How does it make the perfect toast? How does it know what the kind of toast you like?
I mean, it tells you it's the
Some people like light toasted. Some people like it darker toasted. Some people like it mid-toasted. And if I'm going to have to set it, I'll just buy a regular toaster.
Yeah. I mean, you can find what makes you happiest. On a regular toaster.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's a regular toaster cost you? Maybe $20? Maybe $40, $50 good toaster?
I was going to say about $30 maybe, right?
Yeah.
I haven't bought a toaster in a long time.
The other thing that bothers me is that it's one slice. Who really has just one slice of toast?
Yeah, who has one slice of toast? Who wants that?
Yeah. So, yeah, but it could be yours for $270.
This is massively dumb.
Yeah, but not. No, this is bad.
Oh, this is bad.
Because not to be outdone, I have one that might be even worse.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a cafe in California, my home state. It's called Clatch Coffee. And they are serving a cup of coffee for $75.
What's in the cup of coffee for $75?
I'll tell you, Alex. I guess it's some record-breaking beans from that won a competition, the Best of Panama Coffee Competition.
That's it?
It's in the beans, and the beans cost $803 per pound.
Why?
I don't know. And they guess they bought enough of those beans to make 80 cups of coffee, and they're going to be selling it at $75 per cup.
If you had a lot of money, would you buy a cup of coffee?
No, I don't
just to say you bought the $75 cup and it was overrated.
I mean, that's like that. I remember seeing like the extravagant desserts on Travel Channel or something, and they have
shaved gold on it. That's like edible.
And somebody, you know, it was like a $400 sundae. I couldn't bring myself to do that, and I'm definitely not going to bring myself. It's a cup of coffee. Like, I mean, I like coffee, but $75.
But let's say you make $75, and you know, every 5 minutes through investments, you were just uber rich. Would you just say, "I'm going to drink this because I'm"? There's only a few people in the world that can, you know, and yeah, I'm one of them.
I probably would, just to see what makes it, what sets it apart.
Yeah, what sets us apart? Is this so great? Is this worth
at the end of the day, isn't it just water going through some ground
beans? That's exactly what it is. And maybe, but listen, you can't tell that to coffee guy.
No,
coffee guy will tell you. Oh my God, not even close.
And if I'm spending $75, they better be using bottled water.
I want
like Evian or, you know, one of those high price Fiji water. I don't even know what high price water might be out there.
Do you guys have a Keurig machine at the old studios?
No,
in Houston.
No, we actually. We have a coffee company that but I have a Keurig machine at home.
I've worked at a few places that have had the Keurig machine, and every single one of them, it's consistent, that says, please do not use tap water. Use the from the water filter.
Yeah.
Because they, for some reason, they say it's better for the coffee and better for the machine.
Mine came with a filter, but I haven't, I never replaced the filter.
Came with the water filter?
It came with the Keurig machine. It was inside the, you know, where you pour
the
water.
So you pour the water in and then it filters the water?
There's a filter in there.
Oh, very cool.
So that way when it sucks the water down into the coffee maker, it's being filtered through. But I never replaced it. And after a while, I think I lost it. So I just have regular tap water going through my coffee maker.
Well, if it filters, that would work. It's fine to me. So what if I brewed a cup of coffee and told people that it was by a special bean and it was $75? Do you think I could?
I think you could. I think you'd get away with it. Who's gonna? I can't imagine this tasting any different.
Is this like wine where people think they know but they don't know?
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of that, like, I read a story.
Very, very few people are wine experts, but everybody likes to think they're a wine expert, but that is a specialized education to be a true wine expert.
And here's the thing. I don't even know how much of an expert it is. There was a couple, I think it was over in England, bought a $300 bottle of wine and were mistakenly served a $6,000 bottle of wine.
Yeah, I saw that.
But
yeah,
they didn't know.
Man, oh man! Did they have to pay for the $6,000 bottle of wine?
That's why it's not their mistake.
No, it wasn't their mistake.
They got a rare treat. But I mean, if you're ordering a $300 bottle of wine, obviously you kind of know wine. And I don't think they could. You really think they sat there and was like, well, this doesn't taste $300.
If I drank a glass of $6,000 wine and I knew it was $6,000 wine, I would be like, I think I would be, oh, this is the best I've ever had. Just my mental state instead of. Like, oh my God, this tastes like everything else I've drank. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, but it probably tastes the same.
It probably does taste the same. All right, so now we are on to the good because we've rotated it differently now.
The good, because I had to save it for here. This might be the greatest idea I've came across in a long, long time.
Okay.
So, Tony, you love sitting in traffic, correct?
I love it. I force myself to get in traffic every day.
Everyone loves sitting in traffic. Well, they are testing something new. if you are stuck sitting in traffic. And the first test site was, I believe, in Mexico.
All right.
I'm sorry. This was, I think it was tested in L.A.
Well, that's a lot of traffic.
Yeah. So, oh no, it was after a successful test in Mexico City, fast food chain Burger King will begin delivering food to drivers caught in traffic in L.A.
Oh, how great of an idea is this? So you can sit in traffic and they will bring it to your car stuck on like I-5.
Yes.
Like in L.A., you're just like, man, yep. I ain't going anywhere. It's bumper to bumper. I ain't moving at all. And Burger King's like, don't you worry. We're coming with the Whopper and the fries.
They have a guy who jumps on a moped, weaves in and out of all the traffic.
Oh, this is great.
And delivers it right to your car window.
Oh, this is great. Great, great, great idea. This is a great, this is one of those ideas. I kid you, I'm going to make a prediction. This is one of those ideas that will be so, it will be so saturated by the other companies. We will be looking back. Remember when we used to have to sit in traffic and we couldn't get food? My God, what were we, cavemen? That's so ridiculous. This is going to be one of those ideas that you'll be like, you'll learn to live with and you won't be able to remember a time where it didn't exist. No, this is great.
I was talking to my wife about this yesterday. The first words out of her mouth, she's like, Burger King, why isn't Starbucks jumping all over this?
Well, it's only a matter of time.
Why isn't everyone jumping all over this? I mean, I will look forward to the next time I'm sitting in traffic once this hits my area.
This is a matter of time.
I will have to try it.
I think, oh, this is going to be great. I think this is one of those, I swear, this is one of those ideas that's going to get just taken over as soon as they can. They're going to be like, oh, this is brilliant.
And what it is, too, it's one of those ideas of, why didn't I think of this?
Yeah.
This is so brilliant. I would be a billionaire overnight brilliant.
Yep. This is great. Because if you know your location, Burger King is like, we got a store within a certain parameter. We are on the way.
You have a cell phone that you can pin drop your location.
You say,
now.
This is where I'm at. I'm in this car. Come and get me.
Yep. Here's my license plate.
They're like,
number.
Don't you worry.
Here's my color car, my year, make. You know, come find me.
Yeah, this is great idea. Great idea. You know what? Burger King's had some pretty good ideas lately. Yeah. I give them that. They really have.
This one, though, I was blown away with. Now, I mean, it has to be. You know, I was just trying to think of cities that you can do it in. I mean, definitely L.A., because you can be stuck in the same spot for about 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I get, you know, it, I don't know. I'm just excited. I'm like sitting there. I'm like, saying, well, you couldn't do it here. But, in fact, you could do it there.
You could do it in this city.
You could do it in that city. This could be all over the place.
I want to follow this. I want to see how this is working out. When people have actually done it. And what people think, how fast did it come, you know, how did it work out? This is a good idea. This is a good idea.
Well, I mean, look at, you know, obviously it's going to be one of those things where if you're driving along the freeway, because every fast food restaurant is going to adopt this or everybody's going to do it. There's got to be a certain time limit too. You know, I don't know if you could wait 20, 30 minutes for your food.
No, it's got to be quick.
It might be a situation where you're stuck on traffic. You see the Burger King coming up ahead and you find the phone number to call that Burger King saying, hey, man, I'm about to drive by you. Come bring me a Whopper, fries, and a Coke.
That's awesome. And that's, very cool.
You know, I just need a little snack, a little traffic snack.
All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. And it was, that's a very, very good on SB Nation Radio.